Yeah, halfway through the last quarter, they were sniffing around, weren't they? They got, like, four goals. They couldn't really get that next goal to really put the pressure on the Eagles, but they were really good. Their first quarter was probably the best first quarter they would have played this year, I would have thought. Yeah. I mean, they kicked 5 goals, 4. I mean, they just were dominant. And it was only really a couple of sort of bad errors in defence that got Eagles their couple of goals. So, but then second, third quarter, the Eagles got hold of them.
So I ask both of you gentlemen, former coach and Robbo, I read your pieces on Darcy Moore playing forward. We always ask this question, who did it say more about? Did it say the Eagles being back at home, they just did what they had to, or is... Let's say more about Collingwood and the Darcy Moore forward and where the magnets got thrown around for Collingwood. What does it say more about that game? What did you take out of it?
You mean going forward?
Yeah.
I thought it may well have lost him the game. Because in all honesty, the reason that the Eagles won the game is because Allen and Darling, when their big forwards just were dynamite in the air, kicked 10 or 11 goals between them. Let's face it, that's part of the game where Darcy Moore might have been. Well, they might have only kicked 4 or 5 if Darcy Moore had been there to contest in the end. That's the conundrum. And then in the last quarter, Darcy Moore's last quarter up forward was one of the reasons that got sort of Collingwood, you know, back within the contest. So I would have thought the black and white of what you should do with him is more grey going into next week, particularly without Howe and at one end and DeGoe at the other end.